This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 25th. God's word to you today is foretaste. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 22 verse 2, and it says, "Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you." Today, we'll pick up from the final thought from yesterday, which is, God wants you and I to understand that Emmanuel means God is with us. God saw us even before Jesus was conceived, and he knew that we would not be Hebrew speaking. Yes, in our day, the Hebrew dictionary exists, but God did not want us to depend on the dictionary definitions when it comes to what he is saying to us. God chose to interpret the meaning of Emmanuel early in the unshakable word of God. It is a big deal to God for us to understand that Emmanuel means God is with us. For those of us that are non-Jews, he is still God with us. The meaning of his name is important. Isaiah 7 verse 3 says, "Then the Lord said to Isaiah, 'Take your son, Sheer-Jashub, and go out to meet King Ahaz.'" When I read this story, I read the other chapter and looked at the entire thing in context. What was the significance of God telling Isaiah to take his son? Why did Isaiah have to take his son to meet King Ahaz? And for the rest of the story, God did not say anything about his son. I was curious to find out what God would tell Isaiah to do with his son. Will God say Isaiah's son should prophesy? Or will God say the boy should carry the incense? Just take your son. Why would God say that? Two reasons, but there are more. The first reason is, God was saying to Isaiah, "Take your son on this errand, because I'm going to send my son on an errand. I want you to know how it feels, Isaiah. So take your son. Let him be a part of this process. Let him carry the weight of this message with you, because I'm going to send my son." A lot of the time, God asks us to dramatize something that he wants us to orchestrate. Very often, when God wants to do something big, or when God wants to give something grand, he will ask us to do something little, dramatizing what he wants to do. God said to Abraham, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, go and sacrifice him." Was God interested in the blood of the boy? Not at all. So what was God doing? God was asking Abraham to dramatize what he, God, wants to orchestrate. God was saying to Abraham, "Go and experience how it feels to have a son that you have waited for, a son that you love, and give him up for a purpose bigger than yourself." Everyone that wants to walk with God, and I believe that is all of us, must understand this aspect of God. It is so important. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please give me an understanding heart so that I can fully grasp all that my Father is saying and giving to me in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.